RCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump was in Detroit Saturday as he tries to win back Michigan, a state he lost in 2020. Meanwhile, the process is underway to choose a running mate. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl has an update.
Trump's been pretty explicit. He says he's going to make the announcement during the Republican convention. As far as my sources have told me, Trump isn't personally engaged that much in this search yet, but his campaign has already begun the vetting of potential candidates.
President Biden was at a fundraiser in Los Angeles. In L.A. County, a large wildfire has led to about 1,200 evacuations. Thousands of soccer fans descending on Germany for the European Championships, and German police in Hamburg said they shot and wounded a man who was threatening them with an axe and a firebomb in the city. And Israel's announced a daily pause in military operations to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report shows Wisconsin does a great job providing resources to keep some kids happy and healthy. However, white kids are benefiting the most, while research shows the Badger State is the worst in the nation for black families. Mike Moen reports.
An annual report suggests Wisconsin has a strong foundation in creating positive outcomes for kids. But low test scores and racial disparities show not all youth are faring well. The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count data book ranks Wisconsin 11th in the country for child well-being. The state saw a slight dip in its child poverty rate, falling to 13%. However, Emily Mayota of the statewide policy group Kids Forward says the positive results mask persistent disparities for the Badger State.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for black children and families.
For example, black children were 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas than white children. Those disparities also spill over into education. The report contends the pandemic is not solely to blame for the country's worsening educational outcomes. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says educators, researchers, policymakers, and employers who track students' academic readiness have been ringing alarm bells for a long time.
The pandemic erased decades of increases in math scores. However, if you look over the 35 years that we've produced the data book, we've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
The report calls on all states to expand access to intensive tutoring for students who are behind in their classes and missing academic milestones. Wisconsin did see a worsening rate of young children not attending school. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The state championships are over. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Girls high school soccer state championships at Eline Park in Milwaukee. Division 3 Plymouth beat Catholic Memorial 2-1. Division 2 Oregon shut out Whitefish Bay 1-0. And for the third year in a row, Muskego won the state title by beating Kimberly 2-1 in Division 1. Baseball, Brewers and the Reds wrapping up their series. A full recap later tonight. Last night, the Crew won 3-1 thanks to a Joey Ortiz 3-run homer in the fifth, manager Pat Murphy.
That big moment for him as a young player gives everybody a lift. I mean, I think it's safe to say, guys, we're not playing as that scrappy underdog team.
And rapper Snoop Dogg, with a concert in Milwaukee, stopped by the press box to do some play-by-play on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. Oh, he in there. That's Sanchez. That's GS. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N, double O, no, no.
That's Snoop Dogg. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms around. Then we'll see some clearing. Our high temperatures warming to the lower 90s on this Father's Day. Our heat index, though, between 95 and 100. South winds breezy. More showers and storms in the overnight, lows in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. it's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Skies, it's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the north, just a little.
The music of the stars, back on the air till high noon. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Streisand.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help? The skies I seem to see with your eyes, which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, the world I see is so much bigger now that I.
That's from Yentl. What a picture. And what a song. Barbara Streisand. I think that may be her finest and most memorable. What about you? I got a... driving into the infinite wisdom of some of these songs to find out who we are in the scheme of things, musically speaking. I don't know. Should we? Let's take a call.
Old Mill Settle In, this is Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yes. August 4th.
August 4th?
Yeah.
Okay. You're looking for smoking or non?
Yes.
Yes, non, or yes, smoking?
Yes.
Okay. You need one bed or two?
One.
Okay.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm
Vicky.
Who are you?
John Kimball.
John Kimball?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been with us before, John?
Negative.
Okay, I need your address.
Yeah. 717.
Okay. I have...
Who are you?
717.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is...
Give me your address. What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm laughing because I can't hear you. I mean, I can only hear part of what you're saying to me.
You lack discipline.
Yeah, that may be true, but I still need your address.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Okay. Are you in Omaha or?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the phone number?
7-1-7-1-1-7-7-7-1-7. What's the matter?
Nothing. Did you want to guarantee this with a credit card?
Negative.
Okay. Then it's going to be held at 6 p.m. then. It will be held due until then.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. First, I would like to just get to know you.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Vicky. I already told you.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself. Yeah.
Okay. What is the next question?
Who is your daddy and what does he do? What's the matter?
Nothing. Don't you have any questions about the hotel?
Negative.
Oh. You just have questions.
Stop it.
What?
Stop whining. What's the matter?
Nothing, except for if you're done with the reservation, then I need to hang up now.
Give me your address.
Excuse me?
Give me your address.
I'm going to hang up now, okay?
Negative. I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay.
Answered immediately. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
You know, I was just talking about on your future. Now, what do you want to do with your life when you grow up, you know, when you get bigger? Who do you want to be like?
Well, I'm not going to get much bigger, but who I want to be like, who I admire the most, is I want to be like my father.
Who?
Gort Smothers. He used to take me for walks
Wait,
in the
who?
Park. Gort. He used to take me
Tommy,
for walks
no,
in the...
No, your father's name was Mort.
And who's that guy I was hanging around?
I don't know.
Well, he did a lot of things. My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar. He wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat. He wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor, the same as my old man.
My old man's an anthropologist.
anthropologist. What do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar, wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat, he wears anthropologist shoes. Every Saturday evening he reads the anthropologist news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist the same as my old man. My old man's a Negro. What do you think about that?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
What do you mean?
Hold on, hold on. I'm afraid you're incorrect.
My old man's a Negro.
He is not a Negro.
You are a fascist.
No chance. I'm not a fascist.
Then you know some people who are.
I know you, and I know me, and I know you're my brother, so that makes it impossible, absolutely genetically impossible for your old man to be a Negro. You know why? Because my old man is not a Negro.
No wonder Mom always liked you best.
Nothing to do with it.
My old man's a nudist. What do you think about that? He wears a nudist collar. He wears a nudist hat. He wears a nudist raincoat. He wears nudist shoes. And every Saturday morning, he reads the nudie news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a nudist, the same as my old man.
My old man's a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
I think you better not make a mistake. Hope that mustache doesn't foul up your mouth.
I think
all America wonders if it won't.
Certainly hope it won't, Tommy. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker's collar. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker's hat. Wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker's raincoat. Wears cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker's shoes.
What about socks?
Where's cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker socks?
What about a mustache?
Where's cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's mustache?
What about a beret?
Where's cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's beret?
What about a rainbow?
Where's cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's rainbow?
What about a bonnet?
Where's cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker's bonnet?
What about a bra?
Where's cotton picking, finger licking? What did you say?
Oh, it wasn't that important. It was just...
Well, I know it wasn't very important, but what did you say? Come on, garbage mouth.
All it was...
Spew it out. Go ahead. You sure talk dirty since you got hair in your lip.
Well, I was just...
Come on. Shut up and tell me.
You'll probably take it out of context.
I will not take it out of context. What did you ask me about my father?
It was just a little humorous thing I just threw in.
I don't care if it's funny or not. You asked me something about it, and I want to know.
If I tell you, it won't be funny the second time, and so it's one of those things.
Well, at least you'll be consistent. Now, what did you say?
Well, I was just...
I'm over here. What did you say?
Look at that.
Has nothing to do with my father. Now, what did you say?
All I said was I wondered, just in passing, I wondered if your old man wore a bra. Was funny the second time.
Very funny.
The Smothers Brothers. This is Frank Duvall and Betty Davis. Baby Jane.
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. I've written, dear Daddy, we miss you and wish you were with us to love. Instead of a stamp, I put kisses. I've read you a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. I've written, dear Daddy, we miss you.
Except for this bad cold. But I feel like a big girl now, 'cause yesterday I was 7 years old. And that little puppy dog you sent me, why, he's just as cute as he can be. But Daddy, it just wasn't like a birthday. Why couldn't you have been here with me? Daddy, I don't understand what happened in court that day. I ask Mommy where you are, and she just says, Daddy's gone away. Is it something I did wrong, Daddy? You never did fuss at me. But if you'll come home, I'll climb up on your lap every night, and I'll be just as sweet as I can be. Each night, I ask God to make you keep loving me the way you used to. Oh, Daddy, if I give Mommy this letter, I know she won't mail it to you. So I'm gonna look all over this city until I find you. Then maybe you'll see just how much we need you, Daddy, Mommy, and me. And I love you, Daddy. They told me how she started walking
down. She lay in the ditch, all covered with sand. A letter to Daddy was clutched in her hand.
Jim Edward Brown, 1967. The music of the stars.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, I'll see you standing there. Say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you.
Jack Jones had his dad on the Love Boat. His dad was Alan Jones. Jack and Alan Jones together on the Love Boat.
Father's Day is this Sunday?
Yeah.
When did Father's Day start? I think it was started by Hallmark, I think. Tommy, now Tommy Newsome. Doc is up working in Las Vegas. Tommy is very close with his father. Tommy's father looks upon him as the son that he never had. And all you, it's, look, let's be honest. It's good for the merchants, right? They get to hustle a lot of merchandise on Father's Day and Mother's Day. And the president's daughter, Amy, gave her father a thoughtful gift, soap on a rope to wash out his mouth. I knew your dad well. You were very close to your father, and my father, was a big influence in my life. Now, when I was back in Nebraska, growing up in a small town, I grew up in Norfolk, Nebraska. Every night, Dad... Somebody's applauding with one hand. What? Are you from Norfolk? Are you?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. It's net time tonight. It's all right. That's nice of you to apply at Norfolk, but every Saturday night, he had a big influence on my life. Every Saturday night, he would...
Where were we?
I don't know. I was back in Norfolk. I don't know where the hell you're at, but I'm going back midway. Every Saturday night, he'd go down to the general store, sit around the cracker barrel.
Who is this you're speaking of?
It was my father.
Oh, your father.
Back in Nebraska, who had a big influence on my career. This guy from Sacramento had screwed me. I'd have been through this by now. Do you remember your first heart-to-heart, your man-to-man talk with your father?
Yep.
I remember sitting down with my dad when he tried to explain the birds and the bees. And it was a very touching and touching experience. Unfortunately, it came after my first divorce. A little late, but I didn't know. Every year at this time, Ed gets a Father's Day, touching, handwritten Father's Day card from Korea. His, from Sun Yat McMinn.
Music of the Star. Here's Peter Oprisco at the mic.
Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, there are things in life that mean much more. Things that count can't be bought with money. The things that count don't have any price. Things like love and days that are sunny, and all the things that give life spice. The things that count truly are a wonder. The things that count really mean a lot. Things like rain and skies full of thunder, and all the memories that you've got. The birds in the spring, songs that they sing, the girl you adore. With each day they count more and more. The stars and the moon, the June. The sea and the shore, with each year they count more and more. The things that count, you can always count on. Anytime your luck fades away, so think about the things that count, 'cause all those things are here to stay. Fades away, so think about the things that count, 'cause all those things are here to stay.
That's Peter Oprisco. He wrote that song himself, and that's Sean Baker's band, The Music of the Stars. Here's Paul Anka. Until high noon today, Pacific Media Radio Network.
Every day my papa would work to try to make ends meet, to see that we would eat, keep those shoes upon my feet. Every night my papa would take me, tuck me in my bed, kiss me on my head after all my prayers were said. There were years of sadness and of tears. Through it all, together, we were strong, we were strong. The times were rough, but Papa, he was tough. And Mama, she stood beside me all along. Growing up with them was easy, time just flew on by. The years began to fly. They aged, but so did I. I could tell Mama wasn't well, and Papa knew, and deep down, so did she, so did she. And when she died, Papa broke down and he cried. And all he could say was, God, why her? Take me. Every day he sat there sleeping in his rocking chair. He never went upstairs, 'cause she wasn't there. Then one day my papa said, son, I'm proud of how you've grown. He said, go make it on your own, and don't worry, I'm okay alone. He said, there are things you must do, places you must see. His arms
America. Paul wrote so many songs. That was 2024 in Los Angeles. Paul's 82. Thoreau by John Debney.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on the wonderful world he'd made and said, "My children will need a protector." So God made a father. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up with a crying child in the middle of the night so her mother can get some well-deserved rest, then catch a few hours of sleep himself before waking up again to his 5:30 alarm so he can hurry off to beat the morning rush hour. Somebody who will work hard all day, plus a little extra to get the job done, get stuck in the evening rush hour, eat a rewarmed supper, read the little ones a story and tuck them in bed, and then stay up until past midnight helping a 10-year-old with a science project." So God made a father. "I need somebody tough enough to barely wince from the bloody knuckles he gets when his wrench slips while re-repairing the family car, but tender enough to push back tears when his shy 7-year-old reads a poem in her school assembly. Somebody to spend all day Saturday unclogging toilets, searching the neighborhood for a lost kitten, mowing the lawn, getting zapped while replacing a dead light fixture, and cleaning up the paint spilled while the kids were playing hide-and-seek in the garage, and then hurrying to get cleaned up for a weekly date with his wife." So God made a father. God said, "I need somebody who's just as happy to listen patiently while his teenage daughter gives him the blow-by-blow of a conversation with her friends as he is to play rough and tumble on the floor with his boys. I need somebody to call his family together to pray every day and then to thank heaven for each one of them by name. I need somebody to be firm enough to be absolutely inflexible about his children respecting their mother, but who will quietly go back to the store one more time because a forgetful child remembers that she also needs poster board for her school project." So God made a father. God had to have somebody willing to keep wearing secondhand shoes and his old jeans with a hole in the knee for another few months so the family can afford a prom dress for the oldest. So God made a father. God said, "I need somebody strong enough to apologize when he's wrong and then to bite his tongue when he could have said, 'I told you so.' I need somebody who'll look the other way when a pretty girl with a miniskirt walks by, but who will pay careful attention and intervene when a car full of ruffians tries to follow her home. Somebody who would gladly give his life defending his country, but who's much more likely to spend his life keeping her strong. Somebody who'll love his children more than his own soul, and who'll adore his wife more than his children. Somebody who'll laugh and then sigh, and then respond with a tussle of hair and a grateful grin when his son says, "I want to grow up to be a daddy too." So God made a father.
Day. Next up, Music of the Stars.
Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me. Please dance with me. Papa, take a chance with me and dance with me tonight. And when you whirl me round and round, we'll go right off the ground. We'll go around and round. We'll go. We hear those trombones sliding high. We'll be gliding high up in the sky. I love the polka. Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me. Please dance with me. When you hold me, hold me tight. Oh, Papa, won't you dance with me tonight? Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me. Please dance with me. When you hold me, hold me tight. Oh, Papa, won't you dance with me? Papa, won't you dance with me? I said dance with me tonight.
Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein wrote that for Doris Day. 1947. Music of the Star. There's Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band with Shawnee, Dino, and his son.
Fishing long here?
Nope.
But you have your cow caught anything?
Nope.
Well, that's the last time I paid Ken Lane to let me fish here.
I'll tell you that. Hey, Dino.
But Dino. I thought it would be a good idea for us to go fishing together like this, you know, man to man, like real pals, because I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, what's that? Sure.
I mean, every parent starts wondering about this when his kids reach a certain age.
Well, I understand.
Do you think I'm a square?
Are you kidding? All us hip kids think you're the hippest old person around.
Small fry, always going fishing. Small fry, sitting here wishing that each day had nothing else to do but sit around and chew the fat with you. Oh, small fry, you'd never get a haircut. Small fry,
it's better than that square cut.
Sure.
Dad, how corny can you get? I ain't no psychedelic hippie yet.
You practice singing all day long to some old rock and roll song. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, hit the ball, Willie.
That's the only thing I do, and I'm a little like you.
Yeah.
Then I can be a real success.
That's no great ambition. Small fry, you better stick to fishing.
Looks like the two of us agree. The simple life is just the thing for me. Away from misery and strife,
I'd say that this is their life.
For me, oh my small fry.
Dino with his son Dino Jr. Dino's been gone since 86. Dino won. Music of the Stars for Father's Day. Hey, tomorrow. Here on WRJN. Don Rosen interviews Bill Lawrence, old radio buddy from Illinois, among, and a former WRJN host. At 7 o'clock. Don's on 5 days a week. Here's Dino Martino for Father's Day.
Lullaby and good night with roses be done. God will, thou shalt wake when the morning doth break. If God will, thou shalt wake when the
Stars continues in a moment.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.